Thank you. I'm Maria. I'm a very grateful alcoholic. I'm sorry. I just got so emotional with that count. Listen, to all those newcomers, we've all started there. I, for one, don't want to go back. So anytime, anywhere that I'm available to cheerlead for Alcoholics Anonymous and my higher power, I'm happy to do that. So forgive me, but that's just who I am. So, particularly for the gal from New York who's got on or about 40 days, I pray that you have a sponsor who may be counting those days for you. I got sober in Brooklyn, New York in 1983. July 11 is my sober date. And I remember that my sponsor, Mary, got up in front of the room and said, "And Marie has 90 days today." I couldn't believe it. I was astounded. And I remember that like it was yesterday. That's 4 decades ago. I don't ever want to forget that. We all start on day one. I wake up in the morning and I ask God to direct upon awakening. Most of you know that. I ask Him to direct, my attention to what's important, staying sober and helping another alcoholic. So again, I don't apologize for the emotional feeling I get when I hear that. It's incredible that, here we are. It's an international meeting. I still don't know who invited me, but I'm very grateful for that opportunity. I myself, I've been to 7 international conventions, and it's always amazing that when they ask for a moment of silence, 40 to 50,000 alcoholics can shut up for a minute. That's pretty powerful. Very, very powerful. So I do know that there's a power greater than myself that is directing me. And again, the emotion that I feel when I hear that, this is not it's not for the faint of heart. You're gonna have to do some work. But I wouldn't say coddled in Brooklyn. They used to say, "Listen, Marie, we don't want what you have, okay? If you want what we have, this is what we do." But we were really tended to like little seedlings, that were seeking the light. But after a few months of whinging and whining, my sponsor, Teddy, who got sober in 1968 when Bill Wilson was still alive, would say, "All right, Marie, that's enough now. We're going to get busy." And I think about the love and attention, but with true direction. If I would call Teddy in the middle of the night when I was drunk, I'd hear this click. And I'd say, "But you told me to call. Marie, we told you to call before you pick up the drink, not after." And I thought, why is she so mean? And it's not a question of that. It's a question of really, you do have to pay attention. This disease is cunning, baffling, powerful. I will tell you that after, gotta toss that guy out. Your security is pretty good. I cannot believe that stuff. Well, I mean, I do believe it because in Brooklyn, we used to have this guy, and some of my girls from Brooklyn are here. His name was Joey Carra. He used to come in with a shopping cart, roll in, touch all the donuts and coffee, and yet nobody would say, "Okay, get out." We would say, "All right, you're going to have to just leave for this particular meeting. And when you can get it together, you can come back." So this technology today is a little different than it was 4 decades ago, but it's still Alcoholics Anonymous. Don't put up with nonsense. I'm sorry. That's old school for me. My home group, the Cedarhurst-Eula group, we're 66 years old. We have an intergroup here in Nassau County where we have a 24-hour hotline. But if we get somebody who starts a conversation with, "What are you wearing?" Hang up. Hang up. We're here to help. We're not here to take abuse. So anything you hear from me is my own personal observation, again, over 40 plus years. If you want what we have, you have to do what we do. We come to meetings, we get a sponsor, we join a home group, and we begin to be of maximum service to God and our fellows. I heard that in 1985 in Montreal, and it still resonates in my head. I never knew it came out of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. How would I know that? I was 2 years sober and just, I'm going to try it out. Every time I read that book, I see something else. You read the chapter to the agnostics. We have a wide opportunity for people to come here. But again, my own personal opinion, I don't put up with a lot of nonsense. If you want what we have, you better make sure that you do what we do. Again, I have a home group. This is the third sponsor I have. I speak to her every Sunday. She was sponsored by a woman, as I said, that got sober while Bill was still alive. And I don't want to be the one to break the chain and say, well, maybe we'll do it this way. Alcoholics Anonymous is a gift that's meant to be shared. But that gift has to be opened, examined, and practiced. I hear people today that I am astounded. I want to say, where did you hear that? I'm coming 40 plus years. I never heard that. I mean, you might hear things that you would say, well, that's skewing towards religion, or that's skewing towards something else. Well, that may be, but we were founded in 1935. It was the Oxford Movement. They were Christians. So that chapter is important because the co-founders wanted to be sure that alcoholics could not find that wiggle room. Oh, well, I don't believe in that, or I don't believe it. Well, that's fine. You're welcome. Anyway, but I am a true believer. I feel today is Pentecost Sunday. I'll just say that for my own personal, acknowledgement. I feel I'm the daughter of a king, and I'm grateful for that. That wasn't what you heard from Marie in 1983. I'm a child of the 60s. I didn't want to hear anything. I didn't want to hear a sermon. I wanted to see a sermon. And yet I took to Alcoholics Anonymous like a duck to water. I'm an only child. My mother was already gone at age 27. She died as a direct result of alcoholism. So I couldn't argue that. I saw it on the death certificate. And finally, when I gave up and I said, okay, you people have the way, I'm going to listen, I'm going to pay attention. In Alcoholics Anonymous, you don't have to pay anything, but you better pay attention because I'm here to tell you, only 4 years ago, my husband of 40 plus years died. And I thought, am I going to drink? No. The closest time I had to picking up a drink was when I moved from Brooklyn in 91 to Nassau County. And I thought, well, these people are obviously not doing the right way of working this program. Still arrogant, still not accepting. My point being is that you never know when this is going to happen. It can come at you. One day you're waking up, it's all rainbows and unicorns. Next day it's all dark and gloomy. I heard somebody before asking about the weather. Here in New York, this Memorial Day weekend was a total washout. Nothing but rain. But you know what? Gave me an opportunity to reflect, to really prepare for this meeting, although you won't hear anything that I planned. Obviously, that doesn't happen. But any day that I wake up in a dry bed, sober by myself now, I'm grateful because that was not the way it was. So I encourage the newcomer, just keep coming. Do not be discouraged. That's what it says in our how it works. Those words are very important to me today. I think about that and I say, well, I was discouraged at the beginning. yet I was treated with love and attention. And Alcoholics Anonymous is just that. The last words from Dr. Bob were, "The 12 steps simmered down is love and service, nothing more, nothing less." So I love an international meeting. I get to hear my friend Bill with that brogue. I think you just had the Irish convention not more than a month ago. I've been to a few of them. First one I went to was in 85, in fact. And I have friends, all over the world that are alcoholic. And if you call and say, "Listen, I'm having a rough time," they're not going to hang up on you. And today you just come on a Hollywood Square and say, "Listen, this is what's going on with me." And I don't ever want to be the one to hold back, because my MO is, nothing's bothering me. How can I help you? Let me do for you. Now, when I need help, I know who to go to. I have a sponsor, I have friends, but most importantly, I have a God of my understanding. I can't believe this, that I lean in now more than ever. And that wasn't me a few 24 hours ago. I'm going to do everything myself, and one of our steps, I think it's step six in the 12 and 12, it talks about the overconfidence of youth. And I think about that and I say, yeah, I know it all at age, 16 or whatever. Little did I know what my life was going to turn out to be. I'm so grateful to be here today. I could be anywhere. Most importantly, I'm here in your presence and in the presence of a higher power. And I say, who is talking? I'm astounded by my own, deep-seated feeling for AA that some of us just toss aside. Don't make the mistake of feeling, well, I can't go back. Those people are going to judge me. I say to myself, if I ever go out, and I pray God that I don't, I hope that I do have the ability to come back, because I'm Irish and Italian, Gaelic and garlic. They do not come thicker than me. And if I cannot get my head through the door of an AA meeting, I'm in a lot of trouble. So we are vulnerable. And my sponsor would always say, when I was feeling down, "Well, how do you expect to feel when you're vulnerable?" And I'd say, "Powerful." And she would laugh and say, "No, Marie, you have to go with whatever it is." And again, for all the newcomers that are here counting days, we've all been there. I've been there. As I said, I remember my sponsor, Mary. She got up in front of the room at Prospect Group of Alcoholics Anonymous and said, "Emory has 90 days. Where are you going to hear that love and attention? Only in Alcoholics Anonymous." So again, I'm Marie, grateful alcoholic, had no rehab, no detox, no therapeutic community, rolled in off the street to the Greenwood Group of Alcoholics Anonymous with the longshoremen. And they said, "Hey, honey, are you new? Come on in." And I felt right at home. And I still am. I can go anywhere, any time of the day, and feel welcome. So I think I'm getting a warning for a wrap up, and I'm happy just to say thank you from the bottom of this humble heart. I'll close with this. If you come to Alcoholics Anonymous and you have doubts, I used to say, "Why is Teddy still coming here after so many years?" Because again, cunning, baffling, powerful. It'll buzz in your ear and say, "Oh, you know what? You don't have to do that. That's your pride. That's your ego. Let it go. Let your freak flag fly. Do what you need to do." Because I don't know where I'd be without all of you. So again, I thank you so very, very much. And I know I'm going to see you. We used to say, "I'll see you in English." So I'll see you on the AA horizon. And thank you so, so, so much. Thank you very much.